Sunbelt moving forward. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Clearing a key procedural vote Tuesday night by the Senate.
Voting 64 to 43 to begin debate on the Safer Communities Act, supported by Democrats Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, and 14 Republicans, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Democrat Chris Murphy says the measure will strengthen background checks and keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. But South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott tells Fox's special report,
"The closer you get to infringing upon our Second Amendment rights, I'm walking away from that table as well."
If passed, the measure would be the most significant gun reform since the 1990s.
Fox's Sean Lanchel, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, again criticizing the response to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas last month, telling state lawmakers,
"There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre."
Among the failures, Director Stephen McCraw cited searching for a key to open the classroom door, which, as it turns out, wasn't locked. The Trump-backed candidate has won Tuesday's runoff election for the GOP Senate nomination in Alabama.
Katie Britt says she was told she couldn't beat a sitting congressman seeking a Senate seat, but she did, beating Alabama Representative Mo Brooks in the Tuesday runoff.
"Me standing in front of you is proof that the American dream is alive."
Her next opponent, Democrat Will Boyd, in 5 months. Over in Georgia, Trump endorsed Vernon Jones, lost his 10th district runoff to Mike Collins. And Bean Nguyen won the Democratic primary runoff and will face Republican Brad Raffensperger for Secretary of State.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Demonstrators expecting a decision on the Mississippi abortion case, protesting outside the U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday. Three of them were arrested after handcuffing themselves to the security fencing outside the building. That decision did not come down, but the justices did rule on a religious freedom issue.
A Maine tuition assistance program excluding private Christian schools violates the Constitution's free exercise of religion clause. Chief Justice John Roberts writes, "Since Maine does not operate public schools in certain far-flung parts of the state and offers tuition assistance that parents may direct to public or private schools, excluding religious schools denies a benefit based on a recipient's religious exercise." Roberts was joined by the five other Republican-nominated justices. The three Democrat-nominated justices dissented. The opinion is likely to have an effect in Vermont as well, which has a similar tuition assistance program. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Facebook has agreed to change a system that led to ads for housing that the government said were discriminatory.
The Justice Department says Facebook's parent company, Meta, has agreed to stop using an advertising tool for housing ads that the government said employed a discriminatory algorithm to locate users who look like other users based on characteristics protected by the Fair Housing Act. And Facebook must stop using the tool, once called Lookalike Audience, which relies on an algorithm that the DOJ said discriminates on the basis of race, sex, and other characteristics by December 31st. Facebook also will develop a new system over the next half year to address racial and other disparities caused by its use of that system. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Twitter's board of directors has unanimously recommended the company's shareholders approve the proposed $44 billion sale of the company to Elon Musk, Shareholders' vote is expected to come in early August. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.